Today's shiur of Bishop Uriyaimi is Siman Tafnun Beis, and this is a very, very, very important siman, not only for Pesach, but some very important principles of the Chlal in terms of the way kashering works, the way Haggadah works, the concepts involved. And a little bit of an intro is in order. We saw already, right, in Siman Tafnun Aleph, that there are many times that Haggadah is going to work, specifically in situations where the Bliya, with the initial absorption, is with a Kli Rishon, or even less, if it's Irui, then for sure, Haggadah will work. The only time it doesn't work is on Kli Cheres, and some other scenarios that are, as we know, might be Dome, might be similar to Kli Cheres, to Shiloh by glass, and like that, but in principle, let's say if you're dealing with eights, if you're dealing with metal, then for sure, Haggadah will operate to remove the Fissin. Now, what did we say Haggadah was? Haggadah was where you boil it up to the point where there are like bubbles, and then it extracts the Isser that's absorbed in the Kli. Because the Kli absorbed the Isser, and now you're extracting it. Now, the truth is, this is a very difficult idea to wrap around your head. And the Rishonim, in fact, asked about this, and they said, what does it help that you go ahead and you remove the Isser to the Mayim? You have to worry that it's going to go right back in. It's going to be Bolea. Okay, you pull it out, but then it's going to, since it's cooking, you're going to just go right back in and people lay right back. So how do you go ahead and assure that it's going to actually do the job and kasher it? Okay? So three approaches are basically given in general, how this takes care of the problem. And what we're going to see today is that there's a fourth possibility that avoids any of the needs for one of these three approaches. Number one is, that if you have shishim, if you have 60 keneged, that which is balua in the kli, that which is absorbed in the kli, then so it goes out of the kli into the water, becomes batel, and once it's batel, then nothing to worry about because it's batel be shishim. Now this is not so simple because, as you know, you're not allowed to be batel and iser lechatzila. I can't go ahead and take some milk and like pour it into a chulp because it's shishim there. You're not allowed to do that lechatzila. So here they explain this is different because you're really not trying to be vatel, you're trying to extract. Anyway, whatever the lumdus is, save it for Ian Shear next year, Mr. Shem, Shanabet Shakli. The second approach is that you wait until the Kli is an Eino Ben Yomo. And when it's an Eino Ben Yomo, so then you don't have to worry because when it's an Eino Ben Yomo, if the Kli hasn't been used for 24 hours, then any of the Tam that comes out is what's called no saying Tam Lufgam. And then it's batel because of that, because the tam, right? Tam does not aser when it's lifgam, when it's giving a bad taste. So that's the second thing. So you have either shishim, or you have no saying tam lifgam. Or number three, there's a principle called aidi detarid lemiflat lov bala. It's a principle that's brought down that while the pot is busy extracting its tam, so once it's in the process of extracting the tam from the kli, so during that time of extraction, it can't also be what? It can't also be bolea. It's like it's paradoxical. It's pulling out, so it's not going in. So kol zman that it's being pulled out, it's not going in, right? That's what it basically means. When it's busy giving off the tam, it's not going to be absorbing it. But that this last point is not so simple, because that means then if you, for example, leave it in after it stops boiling, but it's still hot, so then it's no longer going to extract, because in order to extract, it has to get to a boiling level. But it can still absorb when it's when it's hot. So you have to take it out immediately. Plus the fact that if you go with this last approach, let's say you have different items that are, have, some of them have more bleas in it than the other. So you put, say you get in a pot, you get a kasher, one kli that it's going to take 10 minutes to go ahead and extract it, another one, or 2 minutes to extract the Issa from it, and another Kli is going to take 20 seconds to extract it from it, okay? I'm exaggerating. It's usually either 3 seconds or 6 seconds, but whatever it is, it's not exactly the amount of time, and therefore, you wouldn't be able to go ahead and tasher a different Kalim in there at the same time, because when one stops, then the other one's going to, if there's no Shishin, and there's no Tal of God, the other one's going to trafe up the other Kli, because once one Kli stops extracting, it could already start absorbing, right? You're hopping? We'll see this all in the Shulchan Aruch. And now the Shulchan Aruch is going to show that when it comes to Pesach, There's another thing that you could do to avoid any of these issues. Shishim, Mazon Talmud Gam, and worrying about the fact that the extraction has stopped, and therefore it's going to stop being Boleya. Here on Pesach, you can do something else. You can do the Hagolah before Chametz becomes Asr, before Shah Chamishis. The fifth hour, that's when Chametz becomes at least Asr Rabbanan, for the rest of the fifth hour on Erev Pesach. So if you do the Hagolah anytime before the fifth hour on Erev Pesach, then the Chametz is what's called Heter, and then you have a principle called Nat Bar Nat, which is called No Same Tam Bar No Same Tam. When you have a secondary Tam is viewed as a weaker Tam. So what's going to happen here is, the Tam from the Kli is going to go into the water. So that's already a secondary Tam, because the No Same Tam, the first No Same Tam, went into the what? Went into the Kli. So that's one No Same Tam. Then you have Bar, like the Ben of that No Same Tam is the water. So the No Same Tam Bar No Same Tam cannot Aser, because it's already considered a weakened No Same Tam, Giver of Tam, and that itself will allow the Kli to be Kasher, because you don't have to worry about it coming back in and Asering the Kli, because when it comes back in from the water, it's already a No Same Tam by No Same Tam, which will not Aser the Kli and make it come and stick in the first place. Everyone got that? Okay. So now let's see, it's all going to be spelled out in the Shulchan Aruch. He says, Yesh li zoher lahagil kodem shah chamishis. Person has to be careful, okay, not to go ahead and do Hagolah, right, the Kashering of Hagolah, after, which means you should be careful to do it, kodem shah chamishis. You should be careful to go ahead and do your Hagolah before the fifth hour. I mean, you can't do it after the fifth hour, you should do it before the fifth hour, the Hagolah. This way, kidei shelo yitztarech, in order that you will not need to be medaktek, ledaktek, im hakelim b'nei yomon. You're not going to have to worry about whether or not the kli is a ben yomo. And you don't have to worry about, oh, was it last time I used it 24 hours ago? Oh, lav, or not. You don't have to worry about if it's an eno ben yomo. It can even be a ben yomo, because it's when? It's lefnei v'shas iser. Oh, or im yeshishim b'mayim neged kli shemagil olav. The Ramah adds, also you don't have to be concerned if there is shishim, if there is 60 in the water, keneged the what? Keneged the blia in the iser, in the kli that you are kashering. Do you need to have 60 to the thickness of the kli that you're kashering? Because if it was after shas iser, you'd need either no same tam lefgam, or you'd need shishim, or maybe both, we'll see. But here, you don't have to have no same tam lefgam. You don't have to have shishim. Because as we said, as I said in the introduction, since it's before the Shas Isser, it's going to be a no same tam bar no same tam. So let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. He's going to spell this all out. It should go very easily because we gave the smooth intro. Let's look at Sifkat and Aleph. Yesh li zaher, you should be careful. Tam lezeh, what's the reason that we want the Hagolah to happen before Shah Chamishis? Dehinei inyan Hagolah, the whole process of Hagolah, is that the resichas hamayim, the boiling up of the water, motzi es habalua, it extracts that which has been absorbed bakli, in the kli. So it extracts the chametz in the kli. Aval yesh lachosh, you have to be concerned. Ta'achar shemotzi es habalua, you have to be concerned once you go ahead and extract the absorption, the balua, yachzor v'yivla bakli masha polta. You always have to be concerned that at some point, that which was extracted from the kli, and now in the water, is going to go back and re-aser the kli. And because of the concern that might happen, because as we said, maybe you'll wait too long, maybe you'll leave it in there, and then it'll go back into the kli after it's not boiling. She says, the poskim write, kli. Normally we say that the only time you should do hagala is on a kli she'eno ben yomo. Right? The kli she'eno ben yomo, nosi namavgam. Does, and therefore then, afim yivla, therefore even if it would absorb masha palak, that which was extracted, harei lufgam, who is going to be in osin hamlufgam, and therefore won't aser. Oh, as the Ramah says, sheyehei b'mayim shishim levatel as big as a iser. Or what you should have to normally do is have shishim, 60 to 1, to go ahead and be mevatel, that iser that comes out of the kli. So that's what normally you would need to do to avoid a concern that it's going to go back at some point into the kli. You need to either have nothing of gam or shishim. So baal zeh kamar hamachaber, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch is saying. The imagil kodem shah chamishis. If you do hagala before the fifth hour, there ain't sarach lizayir b'chol zeh. You're not going to have to do what? you're not going to have to worry about Nosi Dam of Gam and Shishim and worry about it being reabsorbed into the Kli. Why? Mishum da'az, halohu adayin. Because at that point, it's still the Zman Heter Chametz, as we explained. It's still the time when Chametz is Mutter. Bahave le, and what's the status then of the water? It's no Saint Tam, bar no Saint Tam. It's a no Saint Tam, the son of a no Saint Tam, otherwise known as Nat Barnat, the Hetera. No Saint Tam, bar no Saint Tam of Hetera. I tell a story, a guy was going for his Yoredeya Bechina with Rav Soloveitchik, and he asked, what's Nat Barnat? He wanted to like explain what Nat Barnat. So the guy said, no Saint Tam, bar no Saint Tam. Okay, great. All right. Behainu da'atam shel chometz shekiblu akelim mitchila haya shel heter. And the pshat is that the time of the chometz, that the kelim absorbed originally, haya shel heter. That chometz was originally mutter. V'tam shel mayim, and the time of the mayim shekiblu atam in akelim, that now the kelim is absorbing, gam kein heterahu. That's also going to be mutter. And therefore what goes, right, now back into the kelim is heter. So that is what's called no saint tam bar no saint tam. He knows that which goes into the kli is mutter. Okay? And then you have the tam, okay, that is now going into the mayim, that's going to be heter. And now the tam that's going to go into the kli is going to be heter. So you have no saint tam, by no saint tam, de hetera, sifkatan beis. So you have to do it kodem shah chamishis. Why? The mitchilas chamishis, in the beginning of the fifth hour, kevan, de neser al kol panim midrabanan, since minimally, it already, the chametz already becomes aser midrabanan, too low mikri, no saint tam, by no saint tam, de hetera. Right? It's already aser, minimally, ba'achila, in the beginning of the fifth hour, so you can no longer call it, not banat, no saint tam, no saint tam, de hetera. So it has to be done before the fifth hour. Siv. Okay, now we're going to continue on in the Shulchan Aruch. So then he says, continuing on in the Shulchan Aruch, V'chein im magil kelim shebliyasan mu'etes. And now he's explaining how, now if you do this, you do not have to worry if you do not have a b'nei yayman, sorry, if you do not have a eno b'nyomo and shishim, you don't have to worry about the following scenario. V'chein im magil kelim shebliyasan mu'etes im kelim shebliyasan meruba. What happens if you do hagala with some kelim that has only a little bit of blia, with other kelim that has a lot of blia? Let's say you have a kli that was used with a lot of chametz, and another kli that might have had a little bit of chametz balua in it, or it could be a size issue. So normally you'd have to be worried, because when one of them that has only a minimal amount of blia stops extracting, guess what happens? That one that had a little bit of blia is now going to be absorbing that which is being extracted from the bigger kli. So now you don't have to worry about it. You can dump all different sizes of kelim, all different kelims of usage, as long as it's clean, of course. And you don't have to worry about one that has more blia or less. Okay, look at the Mishnah Berurah. He's going to spell this out. It's a cotton gimel. Shabliyasan mu etes. You don't have to worry where one has a smaller amount of blia than the other. Kegon, for example. Kapais v'kaisais. Let's say you have spoons and cups that you're kashering together in karos v'kaderos with bowls and pots. You have to be concerned. After the what? After the kapos and the kosos are finished extracting es bliyasan, its bliyas, right? Hamu'uta, that's hamu'ata, which is less than the bowls and the pots. Yachzer v'yivlu, those spoons and cups are going to absorb mipleitas kelim acherim, the extractions of the other bigger kelim, shebliyasan meruba, where they have more chametz absorbed in it. Aval kodem shachamishis. However, if it's before the shachamishis, the kulo heter, which is entirely mutter, ein lachosh afilu im yivlu. You have to be concerned, even if what, even if it absorbs it, because once again, tavi no same time or no same time detera. Because what's the worst thing that's going to happen? It's going to be a no same time or no same time. Right? It went from one kli to the water to another kli back to your kli. Big deal. That's no same time or no same time detera. But if it was what? If it was no Saint Tam, but no Saint Tam, the Isura, that we do not go ahead and say that it's going to be okay. Now the question is, okay, usually we don't get into lumdis. Why is no Saint Tam, but no Saint Tam, the Hetera, any better than no Saint Tam, the Isura? At the end of the day, if you're saying that it's a weaker Tam, who cares? Because so the pshat's like this. The lumdis of no Saint Tam, the no Saint Tam, the Hetera, is that when something is mutter, so then the tam that it's going into something has to create iser. So it doesn't have the power to create iser because it's a tam that's second tier. So second tier tam, second level tam, second generation tam, doesn't have the kayach to aser. But if you're talking about something that's already aser, so then it's already aser. So any remnant of the iser is still aser. So therefore, when it comes to iser, it could be second generation, third generation, no same tam, it's still going to be aser. It's only when it's no same tam, that tera, because then the whole shot is going to be one of having to create iser. Where else do we have no same tam, that tera? The most classic example, basar and chalav. Basar originally is heter, and chalav is heter. So that's where we say the classic situation of no same tam is by basar b'chalav before it becomes basar b'chalav. So whenever you have a no same tam, the basar cannot ask the chalav. The chalav cannot ask the basar because it's no same tam, that tera. But if let's say you already became basar b'chalav, and now it's a no same tam from that basar b'chalav, no, that's iser, that's just second generation. Okay, that's important, you said, to go and understand. Okay? Let's now just finish it up here. Sif Katan, we're at three already? Oh, 5 to 3. Sif Katan Dalid. Oh, we got to go back to Shulchan Aruch. V'chein im mashe hakelim b'so chayore yoser midai. V'eino mashe osam kol kach. Okay? He says, also, you have to be concerned that maybe you left the kli in the pot too long. And if you leave it in too long, ve'ena masha osam kol kach, and also you do not leave it in so long. What does that mean? Look at the Mishnah Berurah. V'chein him masha ve'ena. Return alone, what he's telling as follows. Dimagil kli isur lahashiro. If you're kashering a kli from its iser, o kli chametz, or a kli of chametz, la'achar zman iser, after it's already aser, you have to be concerned, what? Set off the doctor, Shalom Yashah, so Marbe Mind, you have to be concerned that you're not leaving it too long in the water. Why? You have to be worried that after it's already extracting, Yachzor V'Yivla. Meaning, if you leave it in too long, what do you have to be concerned about? Then it's no longer extracting. And if it's no longer extracting, what's it going to do? It's going to reabsorb the Isser. The Gam Shalom Yashah, some cloud. And you also have to be concerned that maybe you didn't what? You didn't keep it in long enough. LLOTO, take it. Gam kein ein achon. And he says, and it's going to be a concern that, you know what? Because you're concerned you're going to leave it in too long, what might Yichas HaShalom do? You might leave it in too short, and you're not going to have enough time to go ahead and extract the Isser. So therefore, if you do it before Shas Isser, guess what? You don't have to worry about it. You can keep it as long as you want. Right? Gam kein ein achon. That's not going to be good. Just put it in for a short amount of time. Because then it might not extract the iser. Who kashal it same? And it's hard to get the exact amount of time. It's too much or too little. Aval in magdalosa kodesh maniser. If you do agala before this maniser, ain sarach letzamtzim. You do not have to go ahead and worry. Biyachal hashos yoser b'mayim, and you can go ahead and leave it in there longer in the water. B'magel osam laachar zman isuro da'ainu mishach hamishis. And if you go ahead and you do the agala after this maniser, which is after mishach hamishis by Erev Pesach. Ad ha'erev, until nightfall, o ba'alma the kli yisur, or with a kli yisur, tzarech ledakad, you have to be very careful. Number one, the kli is ena b'nyomo, o shiyeva mayim shishim, or that this shishim levatel abliya. Because if you don't have that, then you have to be concerned. Does get, okay? And you have to be, because otherwise, you have to be concerned that it's going to reabsorb. But if you have either shishim or no same tam of gam, because it's ena b'nyomo, then us gam kein ain't kepeda in yasha also harbe b'mayim. And also, there won't be any kepeda if you leave it a long time in the water. So what he's saying is like this. If you don't have shishim, you don't have nozitam of gam, because you have a benyomo. Let's say you have a benyomo and you don't have shishim. Then it's almost impossible to exactly gauge when it's going to stop extracting so that you have to get it out by that amount of time. And like, you're always going to be worried, oh, maybe I didn't keep it in long enough. Okay? So, what you normally would need is either shishim or ain't a benyomo. But to avoid having... To avoid that, just do it before the hour, and you need neither, okay? And then, v'chein k'dei shalai yistarach lizar shalai yanuchu ha-mayim r'sichas, and we're back in the Shulchan Aruch, and also so that you will not need to be careful, shalai yanuchu ha-mayim m'r'sichas. You won't have to worry that it stopped bubbling, and then when it stops bubbling, then it'll go back into the kli. In other words, What did he say before? Before he said, normally you have to worry if you don't have shishim, and if you didn't have no same time of gama v'ayna v'yomo, you have to be worried that maybe you left it in too long or too short. And he said that even if you leave it in the right amount of time, maybe you'll leave it in the, maybe you'll turn off the fire just in the nick of time, but maybe you'll leave it in the pot. You won't pour it, take it out while it's still bubbling. And if you don't take it out while it's still bubbling, then it's no longer going to be extracting, and then it's going to go back into the kli. That's what he means. Sifkat and hay, shalo yenucha mayim, it's on lomar, the kol zman shem roast, and as long as they're boiling, meaning it's like bubbling up, then tridi lemiflat. It's going to be involved in extracting the low bully. It's not going to absorb mimei hagala from the water of the hagala. Ukeshana nachu mirasi chasan, but once it's no longer boiling, but it's still hot, it's still yad salespo, it's going to be bully, it's going to be bolea the chametz. So therefore, all those things can only be avoided, all those concerns of being bibolea can only be removed with either shishim or eno binyomo. But this avoids all those needs. And you can go ahead, and this way is the best thing to do, and the smart thing to do, and the proper thing to do, and this is what we're nayeg to do, is to go ahead and make sure that we do our hagala before Shah Chamishis, before Shas Isser the Rabbanim.
Okay, just to add a couple of important things from Dirshu. So according to the basic halacha, so a boiling hot water has the ability to extract, expunge a iser, flavor, tam, from the walls of a kli immediately upon contact. However, it is proper to leave the kli in the hot water for a short period of time to be certain that the hot water is penetrating the walls of the kli and removing all flavors that are contained within the walls. And similarly, when a non-kosher food touches a kosher food, according to many poskim, the tam from the non-kosher food are immediately transferred into the kosher food. There's a miut of opinion that hold that the tam only enter after some time has elapsed from the moment that contact was made between the two foods. But many poskim hold that immediately, once non-kosher food, hot non-kosher food, comes into contact with the kosher food, boom, it's all over. Again, obviously, we're talking about where there's going to be a bliya, where it's hot. Now, in terms of kashering before Pesach, so in regard to the concerns that we've been talking about, the Shulchan Aruch Paskin that a kli can be kashered for chametz the same day that it was used, provided that the kashering is done before the Isser chametz takes effect. In his opinion, tam of chametz before Pesach are considered to be mutter tam and permissible tam do not re-enter the kli during kashering. However, the accepted minug, this is very important, the accepted minug is not to rely on this psak, as we will see tomorrow also, and to only kasher kalim that are an eno ben yomo. If one is pressed for time and is unable to wait 24 hours before kashering, he can add a foul-tasting ingredient to the kashering water, which will render any usher tam in the water as pagum. And thus you have no saying tam lifgam.